I've got somebody coming on in a moment. His name is Don Rickles, and he's one of the funniest comedians around. He's a legend, and for over 35 years, he's appeared in top showrooms in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, and this is a dream come true for me. I've been a big fan, and so has my father, Don. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Barry, for having me. I tell your father I thank him, too.
Is there a time you had adversity in your life and something you've learned from it? Because I think the audience I like to share with all these top achievers from all different fields don't get things on a silver platter. It comes through long hours and years of hard work, and people don't see the behind-the-scenes effort. Was there a time where adversity hit you and it also gave you lessons later on?
Well, Barry, you know, in my beginnings, like anything else, this business is based on rejection. If you can't handle rejection, you're in a great deal of trouble. And so my whole career has been, at the beginning, was a great deal of rejection because I was doing something different. And in those days, it was considered outrageous. And so if you can survive that and you keep going and people still come to see you, you got a good chance at the brass ring. So that's pretty much what happened to me. So as far as adversity, I would say, you know, rejection at the beginning of my career.
And when you get rejection, you just keep going.
You don't swallow hard, and you just go back on the stage again and hope somebody else will understand it.
Now, the biggest fear in the world, they say, even before death, is public speaking. Now, you have to get up in front of groups in comedy. I mean, that's even tougher than just a general speech. Is there something that you do to eliminate the fear of coming on stage? Is it the preparation? Is it something there that you do? A lot of people are fear of trying something new, going out on their own, trying something different.
Not really, Barry. It's not a question of really being, it's a question of nerves. You always, in all the years I've been in the business, before I go on, I get a little bit of stage, I don't want to say jitters, but a little bit of tension. And I think that's good because that gives you the energy and the excitement to be a good performer. So it's not a question of that. It's over the years you do it, and it becomes part of you. And so it's like a boxer. You know, before the bell rings, I'm sure he's a little uptight. And as soon as he gets out and hits the stage, it all disappears, and you do your thing.
Is there anything, last thing you'd like to say? Again, the show is about people who have had tremendous adversity in their lives, top achievers, all different fields, and they come on and they talk about something that maybe they can give the audience an uplifting event. You know, maybe people are going through some tough times. Is there anything that you'd like as a lasting message? I know we have a few minutes left.
Well, not really a message, unless I'm going to be a rabbi, and I don't plan to be, but I really think, Barry, that the best thing is just when you think it's the bottom of the well or you're down a lot, that you look up, and if you got all your faculties and your health is going pretty good, you should say, hey, I'm happy the way it is now, and anything else is a bonus. So I think basically when you get to up in years, that if you keep your health, and when you're a young man, if you think you're down and things aren't going right, that you always... Always be an optimist. Never look back and think of the bad things. Only think of things that are possibly good to happen to you.
Hi, this is Dan Strutzel. At this moment, you're probably feeling excited, inspired, motivated, empowered, and most importantly, ready to apply the information you've just heard. We at Nightingale Conant want you to keep that feeling going today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life, and use it to create the life of your dreams. But we know that's not always easy to do. I'm going to share with you a simple yet extremely effective secret that will help you to maintain the motivation you're feeling right now and really achieve the goals that first inspired you to listen to this program. It's called the Online Mission Statement Builder. In just 5 short minutes, this free, easy-to-use online service will give you a detailed, clearly defined, printed statement of your life's mission that will give you the power to truly accomplish any goal, spiritual, personal, or financial. Your mission statement will be like a guiding light, keeping you focused on what's important, the person you're becoming, the life you dream of, and the goals you plan on achieving, so your life unfolds exactly the way you want it to. Use this free service now, and you'll immediately propel yourself toward the achievement of your goals and dreams. I know, because thousands of people have already taken this opportunity and experienced rapid and dramatic life transformations as a result. This is your invitation to be next. If you're committed to having more, doing better, and living life to the absolute fullest, and you'd like to achieve those goals in record time, simply visit our website at www.nightingale.com/mission-statement to begin the process. That's www.nightingale.com/mission-statement. Remember, there is no cost for this powerful service and no obligation, but I do urge you to visit www.nightingale.com/mission-statement now. If you hesitate, the momentum you feel now may fade away over the days and weeks to come. That's what happens to most people. They let their hopes and dreams pass them by. Please don't let that be you. Take action now, and you'll change your personal, professional, and financial future immediately and forever. Go to www.nightingale.com/mission-statement today.